Okay. So then
this
I just.
This is always good.
All right. Got it. Okay. I'm good now. Thank you.
Well, good morning, all. Thank you for coming to our session. This is number 4046, Healthy Child Care America, supporting health and social emotional development of young children in child care. I'm Phyllis Stubbs Wynn, and I'm with the Maternal Child Health Bureau. And for those of you who don't know, with the MCH section's child care committee, who puts together the scientific section for child care, we have been titling all of our sessions over the last year Healthy Child Care America, and then the subtext in which we'll go from there. Healthy Child Care America, for those that don't know, is and was a campaign to bring child care professionals and health professionals together in order to support the health and safety of children in child care and their families. And the campaign was developed and supported by the Federal Child Care Bureau and the Federal Maternal Child Health Bureau. The campaign consisted of a kit of information, a wonderful kit of information, along 10 technical areas. And the idea was to encourage and support local communities in their efforts to build Healthy Child Care America. The American Academy of Pediatrics joined us from the beginning and came on as the campaign sponsor, and still serves as the Healthy Child Care America coordinator. You can go on their website at aap.org and find a Healthy Child Care America page with lots of references and materials, as well as information on what the Academy is doing. And for 9 years, the Maternal Child Health Bureau supported small grants to every state to build Healthy Child Care America campaigns and programs. And in the last 5 years of this, we ended about 4 years ago, in the last 5 years of our support, we asked all of the states to do their programming along three tracks. The first was supporting quality, and that is standards for child care, health, and safety. The second was building statewide networks of child care health consultants. And the third was using the child care site as an access point to medical homes and health insurance. Today's presentation features the second objective, which is the building of child care health consultant networks, particularly the support of health and social-emotional activities in child care. We have a wonderful panel for you. I always love doing these sessions, and when the abstracts come in, finding people that I hadn't met before and hearing some of the innovative programs that they are doing that may not even have related to the initial Healthy Child Care America campaign, but definitely are in that spirit in terms of supporting families. So I am going to introduce our five panelists. I'll introduce all of them together. So we'll save on time, and I will start with our first panelist. That's Mary Ellen Madden. She is a public health nurse from the LaSalle University in Philadelphia. LaSalle Neighborhood Nursing Center partnered with the Sacred Regional Key to offer child care health consultation, and she does the she's been doing child care health consultation for the last year. Our second presenter is Ann Short. Ann Short is the executive director of the Alliance for Health in Cleveland County. Under her leadership, the Alliance has become an independent entity and collaborates with its member partners in addressing multiple health issues in the county. She serves as the project coordinator for the Connecting the Dots project in Cleveland County and also coordinates Smart Start-funded activities for preschool children at the Cleveland County Health Department. Our third presenter is Tammy Thomas. She serves as the coordinator of community programs and as a lecturer in the Department of Behavioral and Community Health Services, Sciences, Graduate School of Public Health at the University of Pittsburgh. She has worked as a research partner with the Early Head Start program in Pittsburgh for 7 years. She will be followed by Krista Ward. Krista is currently completing her master's in public health at San Francisco State University. She has worked at Breathe California Golden Gate Public Health Partnership since 2006, where she has been involved in several initiatives to provide asthma education to child care providers. The organization's mission is to fight lung disease, advocate for clean air, and advance public health through grassroots education, advocacy, and services. Our final presenter is Takashi Narusu, public health nurse, and he is a student on master's course, Department of Community Health Nursing, Graduate School of Medicine, the University of Tokyo. After graduating from Tokyo University, he worked as a ward nurse at University of Tokyo Hospital for 2 years. His research themes are the work-family balance in young parents and the economic needs assessment of home care services for elders. Those are our five presenters. After their presentation, if you have questions, we will be allowing sufficient time for a question and answer period. So if you would hold your questions until the end. Okay, Mary Ellen.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to my session, Nursing in Wonderland, a child care health consultant collaboration. I'm a public health nurse, as Phyllis said, from LaSalle University Neighborhood Nursing Center. And I'd also like to acknowledge and thank my colleagues, Sharon Starr and Anna Catanzaro from LaSalle University, and Deb Lawrence from the Southeast Regional Key. We have nothing to disclose, no financial relationships. Currently, there's over 13 million, excuse the typo there, American children participating in early childhood education programs on a daily basis. Okay. So there's concerns about the health and safety for the children in these early education settings. And thanks to Phyllis and your wonderful explanation for Healthy Child Care America, that is an organization that has helped with the health and safety needs of the children. In Pennsylvania, we work along with Excels, the Early Childhood Education Linkage System, which has been part of Healthy Child Care America for many years. In 2006, child care health consultation became a recommendation as an emerging practice for programs seeking NACE accreditation. The Pennsylvania Key allotted small grants to each of their regional entities, and there are six entities in Pennsylvania. They allotted a small amount of money for child care health consultation. Also in the programs, the publication Caring for Our Children is used, and that is a guideline for national health and safety performance standards. In Pennsylvania, the Department of Public Welfare addresses the minimum physical, emotional, and cognitive needs for the early childhood population. However, in Caring for Our Children, that offers the optimum performance standards and rationale that guides the implementation. Keystone STARS is Pennsylvania's continuous quality improvement system for early care and education and after-school program. It is based on four STAR levels. Each of the STAR levels has its own research-based performance standards, and they address quality in the areas of director and staff qualifications and professional development, the early learning environment, as well as partnerships with community and families and leadership and management. Caring for Our Children offers this definition of a child care health consultant. About a year and a half ago, the Southeast Regional Key partnered with the LaSalle Neighborhood Nursing Center, wanting a public health nurse to provide child care health consultation. The idea was to provide this child care health consultation in 20 sites in the 5-county area to sites that had multiple levels of quality, okay, providing outreach, on-site telephone and website consultation, as well as research and education. And this was funded by the Pennsylvania Office of Child Development and Early Learning. Okay, I am that public health nurse, and this is one of my outreach efforts. It's a little snippet of what is on the website for the Southeast Regional Key under the Ask the Nurse section. Okay, so how did we go about this consultation? The director of the Southeast Regional Key and myself sent out an introductory letter to the 950 sites that were part of Keystone STARS at that time. Deb and the management team expected a response of about 10 to 15 applications. We got 125 applications within 1 week, with several more actually still coming in. The applications were reviewed by a committee that partnered with myself and the Southeast Regional Key, and a year of free service for child care health consultation was offered to the 20 sites. The need is great for child care health consultation. After an enrollment blitz at the Keystone STARS, there are now over 1,800 programs enrolled in Keystone STARS, and one of me. So there is a great need. We are up to 21 centers, 20 having infants and toddlers. That has been the focus of the study. One program has preschoolers enrolled, and we enrolled that program because of their special needs special healthcare needs. These sites are in rural, suburban, and urban areas. They range in levels from Keystone STAR levels 1 through 4. Two sites have NACE accreditation. A third site just received their accreditation. And the goals of the program for the consultation was to support the programs with policies and procedures, providing myself as a professional trainer to the staff, providing leadership and best practice, and improving the accreditation status among the participants. So the first thing we did with this journey is to meet with the director and the staff. The initial visit was very extensive. We discussed different issues and needs and how we could go about meeting these needs. Quite a bit of time was spent in classrooms doing observations and also developing a rapport with the child care staff. Anything that I noticed right away, I responded immediately and addressed that need and followed up with a written report. Caring for Our Children recommends monthly visits to a center or program that has infants and toddlers, quarterly visits to programs that have preschoolers. In reality, monthly visits were not always possible. Several repeat visits were made, however, and there was frequent follow-up by phone and email. Collecting data, I used a monthly service form to collect the data on the sites and the demographics and the interventions. I used the interventions based on the Minnesota Department of Health Public Health Nursing Service and a qualitative and quantitative review of the requested needs and interventions was used. Now, to save your eyesight a bit, since this is rather small, my colleague Sharon has provided you with handouts and a breakdown of these health and safety needs. As you can see, children's special needs were the most requested, the biggest need, and then also just the nuts and bolts of running an infant and toddler center, the diapering, the hand washing, feeding practices, policies, and procedures was requested. Okay. Some of the interventions that I used, outreach, spent quite a bit of time on relationship building, health teaching. As you can see, that ranged from anything according to special health care needs to diapering. A lot of health teaching. Counseling, relationship building to enhance the self-determined practices, and also the intervention of consultation to assess and plan solutions together. Okay. Other interventions were referral and follow-up, including community and specialty resources such as dental health and mental health. The Southeast Regional Key employs two early childhood mental health consultants, and I refer to them frequently. And I also made some recommendations, even though that's not part of the Minnesota Public Health interventions. There were times when just some recommendations were appropriate. For instance, changing a diaper pad, changing table that had been ripped, or simple things like moving a diaper, the changing table closer to a sink. Some of the outcomes. We saw quality improvement. The STAR attainment was increased in 5 sites. One site actually went up 2 star levels. The health and safety was improved in most sites, and there was a positive attitude toward the support offered by the child care health consultant. The centers have not completed their first year of service with the child care, with myself as the child care health consultant. It took several months actually to get this program up and running, so we're coming up on a year in January. So at that time, we will do a satisfaction survey and plan for continuing consultation. Some of the benefits were that there was quality improvement noted in the participating programs, their health and safety improvement was noted, and modeling the use of child care health consultations in the programs. Some of the challenges were that it took a huge amount of time in the programs and in other activities. The follow-up was hampered by scheduling difficulties frequently. I frequently observed improvement, but that improvement was not always shown in a STAR attainment, because some of the movement going up into STAR level had to do with other things other than health and safety. For instance, the director or the child care staff needing to go back to school. And then there were times when I didn't observe improvement, that the recommendations that I made were not implemented. Lessons learned for sustainability. We're working on connecting early education providers with child care health consultation. We're encouraging the purchase of health consultation services by early education providers, and since the study is not yet completed, we will be talking about implementation in the future. Recently, in the Philadelphia area, there has been some private funders offering some small expansion grants for child care health consultation offered by the United Way, and we at the Southeast Regional Key are partnering with those organizations also, and they're actually using some of the sites that are on my waiting list, and so we're able to offer more child care health consultation now. And of course, Excels continues to help educate and train people that are interested in child care health consultation. As far as the development of myself as a health consultant, since this has been my first year, I have been mentored by a child care health consultant that was trained at the National Training Institute. I've also been mentored by the wonderful people at Excels and the Southeast Regional Key. I have enrolled in a graduate education program for early childhood education as well as nursing, and have attended mandatory in-services and seminars, as well as doing research issues for child care centers. I also became certified as a professional development specialist by the PAQ, so that I now can offer professional development trainings. And I have mentored graduate and undergraduate students in public health nursing. And I think the things that I have learned from this program is that it's really important for the child care health consultant to have a good grasp and knowledge of child development, and also what takes place in an early care and education environment. And it's also important to establish a good rapport with the child care staff, and that the child care health consultation has to be an ongoing process in order for the change to take place. Okay. I think I'm finished. Thank you very much.